The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In recent years, there's been renewed interest in what is called the Civil War, or the war between the states. However, I rarely hear that there are two reasons for the war. More often than not, slavery is what is identified as the cause of the war. And while that was one cause, there is another, that to those who believed in it was every bit as important as the slavery issue. And that was the issue of states' rights. In other words, the rights the states did not give up to the national government when the Constitution was approved in 1789. The original U.S. Constitution gave to the national government 30 specifically identified powers. That was it. All other powers of government were kept by the states, or the people as the case demanded. These were known as the rights of the states, or simply, states' rights. If the Constitution didn't specifically say the national government could do something, it could not do it. Only the state governments could do that particular thing. Article 1 and Section 9 gave the national government the right to stop the importation of slaves into this country 20 years from the day the Constitution was approved. The national government did this in 1808, and it was completely within their constitutional power to do so. But that was all they could do with slavery. It remained to the states to individually outlaw it within their own borders. While America's founders believed slavery would die on its own within 20 years of the signing of the Constitution, the invention of the cotton gin in 1793 changed all that. It made the raising of cotton with slave labor very profitable. But people with biblical moral values wanted slavery stopped, and they lived in both the North and the South. But wealth continued to rule in the Southern state governments and blocked the freeing of the slaves by individual states. It was then that those who wanted it stopped began to appeal to the national government to stop it. This was the age-old mistake of trying to do the right thing in the wrong way. Thus, people like Robert E. Lee, who had freed his slaves a number of years before the war started, were caught in a difficult position. He was the most respected military man in the nation. Should he be a soldier in the national army that was going to free the slaves, but with power that was stolen from the states? Or should he fight with his state militia against that national army, which would mean he would be protecting slavery? It was a tough call. And because the convictions ran so deep on both sides, over 500,000 men would die in the war between the states. Who was right? It seems to me that both were partly right and both were partly wrong. The North was right in believing the slaves should be freed. The South was right in believing the individual states had that right, not the national government. Thus, both were right on one point, and both were wrong on one point. So what can we learn from their convictions, right and wrong? As David learned when trying to move the Ark of the Covenant, when he said, "The Lord broke out against us because we did not consult Him about the proper order." We must learn that while we must do the right thing, we must not do the right thing in the wrong way. Indeed, it was right to stop slavery. But because we did it by the national government stealing the power of the states, we are reaping the growing destruction of our nation by an ever-expanding national government. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, the revival meetings we do, as well as American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.